22 minutes before 7. Very dramatic footage last night on Channel 10, Channel 9 News of the pursuit of two dogs.
Well, it's hard to believe that that's not footage from Los Angeles or something, isn't it?
Well, it looked like a car chase, except substitute for the cars with a couple of ferocious-looking dogs. To your untrained eye, what sort of dogs did you think they were?
A sort of Rhodesian Ridgeback cross boxer type, you know.
Cross psychopath.
Yes.
Cross
pit bull.
And Dr. Graham Smith is the managing director of the Lost Dogs Home. Good morning to you, Doctor.
Good morning, Ross and John.
What, you've seen the footage. What do you think the dogs were, what breed of dogs were they?
I think they had a bit of pit bull in them, and probably that's what they were.
Okay.
Pit bull terriers.
Right. What makes it, is a pit bull terrier by, is that his demeanour 24 hours a day?
No, that's not their demeanour. Their behaviour was because they were so agitated from being chased by police.
Are you suggesting the police shouldn't have chased them?
No, I'm not suggesting that. I think the police were doing what they do, and that's trying to make the community a safer place.
Well, these dogs were out and about, and it seems that they just randomly attacked people. Is that your understanding?
That's my understanding. They attacked a 17-year-old boy, and that's what started the tale.
So it was just a random attack by these dogs, which, if they are pit bulls, are bred actually to fight, aren't they?
Well, they're not so much bred to fight, but they if they do attack, then they can cause serious injury. But that applies to all of those large breeds, and I mean the big mistake was allowing them to be at large in the first instance.
Right. This is the nature of having those sorts of dogs. If you make a mistake and leave a side gate open and a Labrador gets out, there's not going to be much danger to anyone except the Labrador, which is one of the problems with owning these sorts of dogs is the penalties for a simple human mistake by leaving a side gate open can be horrendous.
And particularly now, because the Victorian government has just changed the laws in relation to these dogs, and if they are at large, they can be shot.
Right,
that applies to these dogs, not other dogs.
Right. Is there any good reason, Doctor, for owning a dog like that?
I don't think so. I don't think they're suitable as pets at all. And we've campaigned over many years to try and have them stop from being owned.
But, Doctor, I think we need
owners to be more responsible. If the dogs weren't out, it wouldn't happen.
People who own those sorts of dogs aren't going to be more responsible. They're going to be less responsible time after time you see it. What I don't understand, and maybe you could help me with, given that it appears to be a no-brainer that most people would say you shouldn't be able to own dogs like that, how come the government doesn't effectively ban them? What's going on there? Why don't they do it?
Well, they are, in fact. But people are owning them illegally, so it's likely that these dogs were not registered or anything, so this is part of the problem. But I have a view, a different view. I think that if they should be allowed to be legally owned, but they need to be under strict controls.
Yeah, but it's just the sorts of people who are going to own them aren't going to be the sort of people who put up with strict controls.
Yeah, but see, they go underground. You still don't get rid of the problem. The problem still is there.
If those dogs were surrendered to you at the Lost Dogs Home, what would you do with them? Would you put them down?
We don't rehouse pit bull terriers or pit bull terrier types. That's our situation. They would be put to sleep in our place. Yes,
Doctor. We thank you very much for your time. Dr. Graham Smith, Managing Director of the Lost Dogs Home, the man responsible for piloting the chopper when those dramatic scenes were being shot, is Ross Barker, who I half expect to have an American accent, having been the veteran of many, many a police chase in Los Angeles. Ross, good morning.